Apple is expected to launch 3 new iPhones in September this year. Rumors so far have suggested that Apple is likely to name its new series of iPhones, the iPhone 11, the iPhone 11 R and the iPhone 11 Max or the iPhone 11, the iPhone XIR and the iPhone 11 Max, highlighting the fact that they will succeed last year's iPhones. Now, a new report suggests that the tech giant could change the naming of its upcoming iPhone 11. Apple is all set to hold its annual iPhone event at the company's Apple Park headquarters in Cupertino, California on September 10. The date matches with what we predicted earlier. The iPhone event will see Apple unveiling the much-awaited iPhone 11, which is rumored to have a giant-sized square camera bump at the back. Now, a tipster who claims to be associated with a major carrier claims that the brand new iPhone 11 series will be made available for pre-order on Friday, September 13, 3 days after the release date. The new iPhones will be up for sale in both offline and online stores from September 20. Apple hasn't revealed how many products it's going to unveil at the event, but rumor has it that the iPhone maker to launch a successor to the iPhone XR, XS, and XS Max, meaning that we will see at least 3 new iPhone 11 at the September 10 event. Aside from iPhone 11, Apple could also launch an all-new 16-inch MacBook Pro, an updated 13-inch MacBook Pro, iPad, and iPad Pro. Note, none of these are confirmed and we might see Apple talking only about the new iPhones. According to a Twitter account CoinX, which has accurately predicated the naming of the Apple iPhone XR, iPhone XS and iPhone XS Max and the removal of the headphone jack from the 2018 iPad Pro models over the past couple of years as per MacRumors, at least of the models of the Apple iPhone 11 could have the word Pro in its names. CoinX tweeted a rhetorical question, Pro, for iPhone? Crazy naming schemes over the past few years, fueling reports that Apple could change the naming of its iPhone 11. While the Twitter account did not share the exact names that the Cupertino, California-based company would adopt in its upcoming iPhone 11 series, it is easy to assume that the company's upcoming iPhones could be named the iPhone 11, the iPhone 11 R and the iPhone 11 Pro, which would succeed last year's iPhone XS Max and likely to get a triple rear camera setup consisting of a wide-angle lens, a telephoto lens and an ultra-wide-angle lens. Separately, the three iPhone models, the iPhone 11, the iPhone 11 R and the iPhone 11 Max or the iPhone 11 Pro are tipped to come with a 5.8-inch OLED display, a 6.1-inch LCD display and a 6.5-inch OLED display respectively. Apple, as the series of rumors in the past have indicated, is likely to upgrade the rear camera setup of its budget iPhone, giving it a dual rear camera setup this year. The rear camera module is likely to be housed inside a square-shaped module. What will the next iPhone be called? No one knows exactly what the new iPhones are going to be called. Some are referring to them as iPhone 11, but experts presumed that was what the 2018 iPhone range was named until Apple revealed it was XS. When will the iPhone 11 be released? Apple has invited media to an event on Tuesday, September 10 at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. British Summer Time, at the Steve Jobs Theater, a dedicated venue at its Silicon Valley headquarters, where it has held the last two iPhone launches. The invitation is titled, By Innovation Only, with an accompanying Apple logo that harks back to the company's old multicolored logo. iPhone invitations have often held a cryptic message. In this case, the colors are most likely to be the style options for the new lineup. As for its release, iPhones typically go on sale the Friday after the launch event, which would suggest they will be available on Friday, September 20. What will the iPhone 11 look like? The new iPhone is predicted to have a 5.8-inch display, like the iPhone XS but with smaller sides, meaning the screen should fill even more of the front of the phone. The phone will have an all-OLED display zero-screen technology that can offer deeper blacks, in the premium iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Max models. A cheaper model is still expected to use an LCD screen design. It is possible that the new models will also be thinner and lighter. Leaked image of iPhone 11 show new camera design and colors. Leaked image of iPhone 11. iPhone 11 image leaked. 3 new iPhones? Apple is believed to be planning for the release of the iPhone 11 alongside the iPhone 11 Max and the iPhone XR2, in some places called the 11R, the latter being the cheapest model. It will be the third year running that Apple has launched a triple header of smartphones at its September event. What will the new iPhones be called? As usual, the naming of the new phones has led to plenty of speculation. After Apple chose to go with its convention of calling the iPhone 10 or 10 and then the iPhone XS, observers expect the new phones to have some variation of iPhone 11 or 11 in the name. However, several reports, including from online leakers and from Bloomberg, suggest Apple could add a Pro variant for the first time, adding the branding it has used for its MacBook series and iPads to appeal to heavy iPhone users. If that is the case, we could be in line for the iPhone 11 Pro, iPhone 11 Pro Max, and iPhone 11 R. iPhone 11 key features and specs. Rumors: will the iPhone 11 have 5G? Despite rivals launching 5G technology that can offer download speeds of between 10 and 100 times faster than 4G, Apple's latest iPhones appear to be sticking with fourth generation 4G modems. New 5G network technology is expected to become increasingly important as users download and stream more films and games. Apple was planning to use 5G chips from Intel, which were not immediately available and left the iPhone maker lagging behind rivals. Earlier this year, Apple settled a legal dispute with Qualcomm, which has been the main supplier of 5G modem chips to smartphone makers, freeing the companies up to work together again. Analysts expect Apple will now use Qualcomm modems in its 5G phones, but not until 2020. According to a report from TF International Securities, Apple will release three iPhones in 2020, all of which are expected to come with 5G chip technology. A triple camera design. The camera design of the iPhone 11 is expected to distinguish it from previous models. The introduction of a square-shaped, triple rear camera will be used to enrich photo and video quality. Apple first launched dual camera technology on its iPhones back in 2016, but since then, rivals have stepped up, adding as many as five rear cameras to smartphones. Having additional lenses on a smartphone camera can help pick up additional features and colors in pictures, as well as offering extra zoom options and 3D imaging. The iPhone 11 Max model is expected to have three different cameras in the center or top left of the rear of the phone. The iPhone 11 could also have a triple camera, but the cheaper model is likely to come with a double camera setup. Frequently asked questions: what will the next iPhone be called? No one knows exactly what the new iPhones are going to be called. Some are referring to them as iPhone 11, but experts presume that was what the 2018 iPhone range was named until Apple revealed it was XS. In keeping with the X theme, it could be that this year's iPhones end up being the iPhone 11 and the iPhone 11 Max. The update to the XR could even be called the iPhone XT. Some rumors point to the iPhones being named iPhone 11, update to the XR. How many cameras will the next iPhone have? The three lenses will consist of a 12-megapixel wide-angle lens, a 12-megapixel telephoto lens, and a 12-megapixel ultra-wide-angle lens. The idea is that the triple lens setup will allow for better 3D sensing for augmented reality, AR. Apple announced new ARKit features at its recent WWDC event, so a renewed emphasis on how it tech will allow for AR makes a lot of sense. The XR successor, however, is thought to only be getting an upgrade to two cameras, from its current one. What other new features are coming to the new iPhone 11? Apple looks to be following in the footsteps of Huawei and Samsung by adding a wireless charging feature to the back of the phone so it can charge accessories like the new AirPods 2. The iPhone 2019 range is also expected to have bigger batteries. The current iPhone XS only has a battery size of 2,658 mAh, which is very small compared to the 4,000 mAh batteries found on phones from the likes of OnePlus and Samsung, so it will be good to see improvements in this space. Will the new iPhone 11 range have 5G? Many other phone manufacturers have released their 5G-capable phones, but it looks like Apple is going to hold off from jumping on the 5G bandwagon for a while. A UBS analyst, Timothy Arcuri, believes that Apple won't be releasing a 5G iPhone until at least 2021, due to disputes the company has had with the leading 5G modem manufacturer, Qualcomm. What is the new iPhone 2019 release date? Apple has confirmed that the reveal date for the next iPhone range will take place on September 10 in California. Last year, the devices were revealed on September 12 and available to buy a week later, on September 21. Using that model, the new iPhones could be released on September 20. What does the iOS 13 beta tell us about the next iPhone? The next iPhone software, iOS 13, is now available in beta and offers some hints about the capabilities of the next iPhone. New features include dark mode and new editing tools for photos, as well as improved customization options for Memoji. Apple says that with iOS 13, app launches are going to be twice as fast and Face ID unlock will be 30% faster too. We'll be covering all the things that Apple announces at the iPhone event, so make sure to subscribe to us. Read X Phone Reviews.